Where was God now? Elisha had seen the power of God when the prophet Elijah had faced down the 350 prophets of Baal. The Lord had proven that he really was God. Elisha had heard God's call when the same prophet Elijah put his cloak around his shoulders, calling Elisha to be his apprentice. Oh, yes. And the years in between, Elisha had seen so much through his master Elijah. But now God was going to take Elijah away. They traveled. A bunch of prophets approached. "Do you know that God is taking Elijah away today?" "Yes," Elijah answered. "But don't talk about it." Another group of prophets approach. "Did you know that God is taking your master away today?" "Yes," Elijah answers. "But don't talk about it." Because you see, Elisha couldn't imagine life without Elijah. Without Elijah, was there any connection with God? The two of them approached the Jordan River, and Elijah took off that cloak, the same cloak that he'd used to call Elisha. Elijah rolled the cloak up and hit the water. The water divided, and they crossed over on dry ground. Once again, God showed that he was with Elijah. "Tell me," Elijah says, "what can I do for you before I'm taken from you?"
Give me
a double portion of your spirit," Elisha asks. Elijah nods. "What you have asked is difficult, but if you see me when I go, the Lord will give you what you asked." They talk. Suddenly, a chariot of fire and horses of fire come between them. Elisha braces himself against the licking of the flames. The heat shoves him back. He tries to see over the sudden brightness and catches sight of his master flying up in the midst of a whirlwind. And then his master is gone. Elisha cries out in grief. He tears his clothing. He sobs, "My father! My father! The chariots and horsemen of Israel!" He doesn't know what he's saying. He's so overwhelmed with awe and sorrow. But his mentor was gone. And now, without Elijah, where is God? Elisha sees something lying on the ground. What is this? The cloak. The very same cloak that Elijah used to call him. He wraps it around his arms, twists it. The master, the scent of his master is still there. Did God allow him this little piece of his master for comfort? Elisha stumbles back to the river. He mutters, "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And in frustration, he strikes the water with the cloak. God answers his question. God separates the water just as he did for Elijah. Here is God's answer. Where is the Lord? "I am here with you, Elisha, and I have not left you. I am still with you." Elisha went on to become a great prophet. And Elijah? His story wasn't done. Hundreds of years later, he stood on a mountain in glory, talking with Jesus. And what did they talk about? How Jesus would soon keep all those old promises. How Jesus was about to become the mediator. You see, Elijah and Elisha needed the same person, Jesus. Elijah was no moderator. He didn't go between Elisha and God. That was Jesus' job. He stood between them and God. Brothers and sisters, you have a mediator. It's not your pastor. It's not a friend. It's not a church. Your mediator is Jesus, who reveals himself in glory this Transfiguration Sunday. Hear and revel in that message. And this story is true.